Yes, it's Gardening Talkback time, and I'm joined by the wonderful Judy Sharp. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Amanda. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. All the better for seeing you. Lovely to have you. Yes, I mean, this weather's a bit ordinary, but hopefully we can discuss.
Too bad.
It's not great for gardening, but, you know, I'm sure you've got lots of things we can talk about today.
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Okay, so have we got any hot topics we're going to look at?
Well, you know my favourite indoor plant, don't you?
Let me think.
I talk about it all the time.
Maidenhair?
Maidenhair. Hey. Good girl. Well, you know what? It suddenly hit me. Now everyone's starting to put heating on. It's time to take note. And when you get up in the morning, if you've had heating on, then start misting the maidenhair each morning. And this helps retain the moisture that evaporated during the night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've got to baby them a little bit now at this time of year.
All right. So we'll... Okay, look after the maiden hairs.
Yep.
And we have Lynn from Hawk's Nest on the line.
Hello, Lynn. What can I help you with today?
Hello, Judy. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Look, I have a oak leaf hydrangea. When I put it in the first year, I got beautiful bracts of flowers on it. This last summer, it came up a beautiful shrub because it's got a very unusual shaped leaf on it. And it was super healthy, whatever. It didn't get a flower on it. Now, obviously, it's going into deciduous times now.
Yes,
but what do I need to do to get it to flower for me next year?
Okay, Lynn, now, what you need to do when it's pruning time, which, you know, it's a little bit early yet, you'll have to go back where you've got two eyes opposite one another.
Okay.
So you might have pruned it wrong before. If you only prune where there was one eye, that doesn't work. You have to have two eyes. And so do you fertilise it at all, Lynn? What colour is it?
No, look, I hadn't. I've got another hydrangea which has got the star-shaped flower on it. It's just absolutely magnificent. It's just instead of the wider petals, they're star-shaped. And it just gets covered in blooms, and it's only about a metre and a half away from this one. And here we go with it out just glorious, and this one here just absolutely did nothing for me other than, look, have pretty leaves on it.
Well, I suppose, Lynn, we could off with its head. If it's not going to behave. But, look, I do think it might be the case of pruning correctly and give it some fertiliser.
Now, what sort of fertiliser?
Well, what colour was it originally? Can you tell
me?
White. Okay. Well, white shouldn't change colour. So, you know, just probably give it something alkaline, maybe a little bit of poultry manure.
Okay.
When you prune it. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, when should I do this pruning?
Oh, well, look, I think we'll wait now till winter's well and on the way. But, you know, look forward to doing it before spring.
All right, we'll do. Okay, very good.
And just keep your fingers crossed.
I will, because it was just beautiful when I first put it in the first year, because it's just so unusual. It's called the Munchkin Oak Vest Hydrangea, and it really was lovely.
Now, I'm wondering, Lynn, before you go, I'm just wondering if the one next to it is taking up all the goodness out of the soil.
Far enough away, I don't.
All right.
It's a good metre and a half away.
Right.
There's a garden border in between them. It's actually into a different garden section, so I don't think it would be hurting it. The star flower one does get a bit more sunlight than this oak leaf one. This oak leaf is in more shade, does get dappled sunlight. But I've got to say the other one does get a bit more light and bright on it.
Yeah, so Lynn, but they do enjoy the shade. So, I think we've checked the pruning.
Do. All right, well, we'll do that then.
And ring us back and let us know what happened.
And some chook poo.
just a little bit.
Yep, okay.
A blacksmith's on the line.
Hello, Bill. What can I help you with today?
Last spring, I put half a dozen citrus in, and I rang about 6 months ago saying that they're not doing very well.
Right.
And told me to start spraying with Malathon. Well, the Malathon works, but within a couple of weeks, they get the wrinkly leaf again, and like I spray them every 3 months, and I've fertilised them well with a Dinette Lifter, and they're just not doing any good.
Right, okay, Bill. Look, I've got the same problem at the moment. You've got citrus leaf miner, haven't you?
Yes.
Right, okay. So sometimes you need a systemic spray for that. If you could get some David Gray's systemic and spray it, that might make the difference.
David Gray,
and it's in a white and red jar.
Right, okay.
And it's a systemic spray, systemic. So that means the leaves will absorb it, you see.
All right.
Yeah, but what we've done with mine, it's just had a good haircut. We've just kept cutting it off. It's a pain, that really is, the citrus miner.
Right.
Yeah.
David Gray.
David Gray, and it's called David Gray's Systemic.
David Gray's Systemic.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Judy.
That's
I'll give that a go.
And that could be the best you could do, Bill.
Okay. Thanks very much.
That's okay.
We'll thanks, Bill.
Have a call back and let us know.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck, Bill. Okay, and we have Ben from East Grassford on the line.
Hello, Ben. What could I help you with today?
So I've got a very stubborn rose bush that just refuses to flower. I prune all the new growth off it when it comes through. 18 months I've been doing it for, and it just is straight up refusing to flower at all.
Okay, Ben, now I've got to ask you some important questions. When you cut it back, did you fertilise it?
I put a little bit of sea soil. I give the plants a hit of sea soil every sort of couple of months.
Right.
But that's about all I've done with it.
Oh, that's where you're dipping out, Ben. Sorry. What you need to do is now when you prune in July, I'd wait till July now to prune. And when you prune, then you've got to, they're in the ground, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll need then, we need to give it some poultry manure when you prune.
Right.
And then 3 weeks later, a handful of rose food.
Okay.
I think it's lacking feeding, Ben, to be honest. Not that you're being neglectful, but, you know, you need to give it a little bit more help.
Yeah, yeah. I try and look after all my plants as best as I can with the time that I have.
I'll tell you a simple product that I use on my roses, and I have to skite and say they have been fantastic this season. I use Sudden Impact for roses.
Yeah, righto.
And
where do you get that from?
Oh, you should be able to get it at any retail outlet, mm-hmm. a nursery probably.
Yep.
It's called Sudden Impact for roses, and it's in a red container. You can get different sizes. So, you know, I just every now and then give mine a handful as I go past, and it doesn't burn anything. But the other secret is you can give it to citrus trees as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
living out in Grassford, you know, there's no shortage of manure out my way, so that definitely won't be a problem.
But it'd be cow manure, wouldn't it, Ben?
There are some that does chook manure, horse manure and cow manure.
Okay, so we want chook manure. Chook manure, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good luck with that.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
That's okay, Ben. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Ben. Bye. Now, Judy, you want to talk about parsley.
Yeah, you're a bit of a cook, aren't you, Amanda?
I try.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
I've got my Thermomix, so I'm happy with that. And actually, I use parsley in like soups and things like that, and basil, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not difficult to grow. Basil's no good in winter, you realise that. But the parsley, it will do very well now if you give it a kick along with blood and bone.
Okay.
And you know what that does? Greens it up.
Right.
And parsley needs to be green, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. So I normally would get, you know, you can buy the little pots at the supermarket.
Yeah.
And I keep them on my windowsill and I just add a little bit of water and they just keep growing and I don't, like, actually plant them. I just keep them on my windowsill and that seems to work.
Yeah, but they're in soil, aren't they? They are in soil.
Yeah, well, they come in soil. I don't do anything else to them. So should I be doing more to them?
Well, you could give them a little touch of blood and bone if you wanted to or some kind of fertiliser and then that plant will go on longer for you because parsley doesn't die.
Oh, okay. And then put them in a bigger pot.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, see, I'm learning something today.
Good.
I'm all about the herbs. So you can talk to me about herbs as much as you like. Anything else? Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway.
But Amanda, a lot of people don't realise basil's no good in the winter.
Right.
It doesn't like the cold.
Because the leaves go brown.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to use the fake, what do you call it? Not the fake herbs, but the ones that come in the little
container.
Jars. Yeah, just for now. So I'll save the good ones till summer. All right, we've got Des from Raymond Terrace on the line.
Hello, Des. What can I help you with today?
Well, Julia, what I was wondering, is it too late to put in seeds for beetroot?
Seeds?
Yeah, to grow beetroot.
Oh, okay. Look, I think you might have left it a little bit late. Maybe getting towards the spring would be better.
Righto, then.
Have you got seeds, Des?
Yeah.
Oh, you have. Right. Have you grown them before?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. And you're successful?
Well, one lot might be, the next lot it might not be.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, like sometimes it's... So I put about 2 dozen seeds in, and normally we get about a dozen out of it.
And when do you normally do that, Des?
Oh, I could not remember. I can't remember the two.
That's why you rang me today.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
I think me Yates Gardening book.
Oh, yeah, good.
And that said not now. Oh, they said May was last month.
Yeah, well, we're right at the end of May now, aren't we? Yeah. So.
And yet, what's his name? Dr. Gothery? Some seed mob. Oh, Bunnings had some charts that he put out.
Oh, right, okay.
I forget his name now. But on his chart, it's got all year.
Now, what does he know?
That's exactly right. No, it depends where you live, doesn't it, Des?
Yeah.
And we've been lucky. We've been lucky. We haven't had very much cold weather, but it's going to hit.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so you've definitely left your run too late now. You'll have to wait.
All right, yeah, I'd just leave it go until around August, September.
Definitely, but, you know, I swear by the Yates Garden Guide, so go follow what they suggest.
Well, what would they put down up here? That's the climate zone. What do you think it'll be?
Oh, I think we're temperate.
Temperate, right.
Yeah, temperate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't too sure what to go by.
Yeah, temperate, definitely.
Right. That's the same as Sydney.
Yeah. Well, we're a bit better than Sydney, aren't we?
Of course we are.
We're warmer.
I moved up here.
Thank you very much, Des. And we have a Robin from the Central Coast. Is it Kulnara or Kulnura?
Kulnura.
How can we help you, Robin?
Yes, hi. I've collected some seed pods off my mandevillas that have been fabulous this year, and I'm wondering what would be the best time to plant the little seeds out to see if I can get some more mandevillas to grow.
Oh, Robin, look, I'm pretty sure, you know, they would like the warmer weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never grown them from seed, to be honest, but I have a lovely one in the garden, and is yours pink or white?
I've got pink, white and red.
Oh, wow. You've done very well.
I've got seeds from all of them.
Oh.
And I'm just hoping to get them to grow. So if I put them in seed raising mix in the spring, late spring, you think it might give them a kick?
Yes, I think so. Definitely in the spring. It's a bit too cold for them now. You know, they're fairly tropical.
Yes, they are, but they've survived the cold weather for the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, we're fairly temperate in this area and down where you are too.
Yes, not too bad. Yeah, all right, well, thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
That's all right.
I thought that would be the case when it's a bit warmer.
Yeah, and so with seed raising mix I'd use.
Yes, okay, I'll give them a go. Thank you.
Robin, ring back, won't you, and let us know if they survive.
Well, if they do survive, I mean, there's so many in a pod. You know, you get heaps of little mandevillas if they do grow.
Yeah.
So, I'd be happy to share them.
You'd be able to give them away for gifts.
I will.
Well, there you go. There's a good Christmas present.
Yeah. By Christmas time, they'd be quite well established, I would imagine.
Robin, you've done very, very well with those, may I add?
Oh, yes, they're beautiful. They're about 10 feet tall climbing up my carport.
You've done well. Yeah.
Spectacular. Yep. Okay, then I'll see how I go with them. Let you know towards summer.
Okay, please do that, Robin.
Thanks very much, Robin.
Thank you.
Bye. And we've got Lynn from Western on the line. And Lynn, you want to talk about something that I can't even read the name of. So,
Lynn, I believe it's a spathophyllum.
You there, Lynn?
Yeah, I am.
There we go.
Hello, Lynn. Are you talking about a spathophyllum?
Yes, I am. We've had it for two and a half years and it was quite crowded in the pot, so I separated it. Last year it had two deformed flowers on it and it's done nothing since.
Right. Okay, Lynn. Now, so are the leaves looking healthy?
Yes, very.
Right. Okay. And it's inside, isn't it?
Oh, it's undercover and in getting very filtered light. It's not in, not inside. I don't have indoor plants.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm trying to just determine the light factor. Look, they don't need a lot of light. That's what I was going to say. But, look, when you repotted them, did you put them in good potting mix?
I did.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. And was that a potting mix? Did it have fertiliser in it?
No, I've put in some slow release.
Right.
That's about it, yep.
Now, Lynn, where you live in Western, you'll mm-hmm. have access to a nursery or somewhere close by that you could buy some Flourish for flowering plants.
Uh-huh.
Flourish with an F, flowering plants for indoor plants. I think it just needs a boost along.
But, okay, terrific.
Yeah, but trust me, Lynn, mine has stopped flowering at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the footman the other day. What are they? Podiatrist. And
The footman.
Footman sounds better. It's easier to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hope he's not listening. But I picked on him one day and I said, look at that spathophyllum. It's too overgrown. You want to split it up. I shouldn't have said anything, Lynn, because now he's got three or four better plants than I've got.
Usually happens.
And when I sat down there last week, next to the big one, it was covered in flowers and I went home and gave him on a smack.
That's a good idea. Okay, I shall go and get some Flourish.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a wonderful product. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
Bye.
Bye. Not that we're promoting abusing your plants, Jody.
No, not at all.
Okay, we've got Keith from East Maitland with us.
Hello, Keith. Hi. What can I help you with?
Soils. Now, back in October last year, I had 3 cubic metres of garden compost, supposed to be the top of the range soil from a mob in East Maitland. It was delivered and nothing grew in it to the point that I even put some in a track out the front on the garden, sort of the council strip where the posted sort of dug a hole. So I put some of that in there, and nothing, not the grass wouldn't even grow in it. So I emptied the garden beds again, and where I've put the soil, emptied the soil, nothing has grown in it since October. Not even bingies will grow in it. Is there anywhere I can get the soil tested?
Oh, look, you haven't got a pH tester, have you?
No.
Look, they're not very expensive, but they're worthwhile having. But otherwise, you'd have to take some soil down to your local nursery. In your case...
Well, that's part of the problem. So,
Yeah, but haven't you got that big nursery there at East Maitland?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
I know that the Duns aren't there anymore, but I'm sure there'll be someone there that could do a soil test for you.
Okay, but absolutely nothing. I tried growing veggies in it, nothing. And then, as I said, I entered the garden beds and still nothing grows in it. No weeds, nothing.
No, Keith, that's strange. Can you remember how much you paid for it? Was it very
about
cheap?
$90 a cubic metre.
Oh, right, okay.
It was there, top of the range.
Yeah, top of the range.
Yeah, for garden beds, veggie gardens.
Yeah, well, you need to get it tested.
There's all sorts of rubbish in it. The soil almost separated into, like, sand and
and black vegetable matter and plus all sort of plastic and all sorts of rubbish in there.
Oh, really?
It was terrible stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, probably too late to kind of go back and complain, isn't it?
I've done that, and they said, oh, we'll give you a cubic metre for free. Okay, well, great, but I bought three, you know, like, but I won't go back there anyway. So
okay, well, you get it sort of tested, and then just make sure you're buying from a reputable firm. Maybe they were, maybe they just had a bad batch.
Well, it's certainly a bad batch. The weeds just... They just
sunk
it totally.
Oh, God, that's no good, Keith. I feel really bad for you.
Even the coquille doesn't like it.
Well, it definitely isn't good soil, is it?
That's for sure. Yeah. Okay, thanks anyway.
Okay, bye.
Thanks a lot, Keith.
Cheers.
Judy, you were going to talk about natives today.
Yes, I would like to, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed when you drive around now, particularly at new homes, more modern homes, a lot of people are just planting rocks and cactus. Have you noticed that?
I have seen those, yes.
Yeah, I mean, they look stunning, that's for sure, in the right position. But I thought about it and I thought, you know, it's nice to use some of our natives as well because you can be very creative with them, particularly with grevilleas.
Right.
Now, you'd notice when you're driving around the university, they're always in flower.
Mm.
They're very, very good value. So what I'm going to suggest today is if you'd like something more modern looking with them, there's a plant called, it's called Westringia, which has grey leaves, and you can cut them into little balls, you know, and shape them.
Right.
And in front of them I'd plant some native grass like Lamondra, a little con. They look great planted as a border in front of the grey foliage of the Westringia. So, you know, that's a modern-looking thing. So you don't necessarily have to use cactus.
No, and don't you need, like with cactus, don't they require sort of less rain and stuff? So they wouldn't be going very well right now?
Yeah, but we didn't have much rain, did we, till now?
Yeah, I suppose.
But that's a good point, Amanda. That is a good point.
I do know a little bit.
So maybe, you know, anyone with that new modern garden look needs to check and see if they're going all right. I mean, they look quite stunning. I'm not saying you shouldn't have that kind of garden, but then it's a shame to not plant our natives as well.
That's right.
Because they give you such value and they're hardy.
What about roses?
Oh, what about roses? It's nearly rose time.
It is.
Yeah, and no doubt some of our listeners will be preparing for their new ones to arrive. Okay, so what we need to do, what they need to do, I'm not planting new roses, my garden's already full. You need to have a slightly alkaline soil.
Okay.
Before you're going to plant them. So you add poultry manure in about now.
Okay.
Because you're not going to get your roses coming through till July, till June. So don't put the poultry manure in at the last minute. You need to be doing that now. And then don't add fertiliser when you're planting or it will burn the new roses.
Okay. Well, good advice. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Judy, we will catch you next week.
Hopefully.
For Gardening Talkback. Thank you very much. This is 2NURFM.